You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC,
the official fragrance of the White House.
I still can't believe it. Melanie must be pinching herself, huh?
I think we're all in shock. Imagine dignitaries from all over the world who visit the White House are going to leave with a gorgeous handmade Voyage AC candle.
Wow. But the best thing is you don't have to visit the White House or be a dignitary to get your own candle.
No, you don't. Voyage AC is your destination for candles and a plethora of other wonderful gifts like beachwear, diffusers, glamorous masks, face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all of our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
Yep. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
This episode is being sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
You mean this cute booty is being sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Honey, you look so good in those camo leggings.
Oh, thank you, honey. I got two pair because I love them so much. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned.
And did you say that they fit every shape and size?
Yes, they do. And they also have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. Mm-hmm. But it's the thing is, I give you this snatch waist and this cute booty and they elongate your legs. Plus, if you're like me and you're in loungewear 90% of the time, these are the leggings for you. There's a cute booty style for everyone. No matter where your active life takes you, Cute Booty Lounge or CBL will comfortably dress you from head to toe. Whether you're running errands, headed to the gym, or having a night out, Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And to make it even sweeter, head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
What? I think you need to say that again.
Head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off of your first order. Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi. As Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I am Laura Cathcart Robbins. And today we are continuing our week of bringing you items during or stories during Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And we heard Robert Chelsea on Tuesday talk about being hit by a drunk driver. On Wednesday, you heard Richard Robles tell the story of pulling him out of that wreck. And today we have author Paul Theroux's book, an excerpt from it. His book is called Under the Wave at Waimea. And we're going to be reading from the chapter called Drunk on the Road. and just a little bit about Paul. So this is what they sent me. Time to Thoreau's 80th birthday, Under the Wave at Waimea, is the story of aging big wave champion surfer Joe Sharkey. Joe's struggling to come to terms with the fast approaching end of his career when he accidentally kills a stranger near Waimea, Hawaii, after a night of drinking. As Joe and his girlfriend Olive deal with the repercussions of the accident, she throws herself into uncovering the dead man's identity and helping Joe find vitality and refuge in the waves again. Despite being 79, Thoreau regularly takes hikes and kayaks in Hawaii and Cape Cod. He writes every day. He's planning on resuming his travels as soon as he gets his second round of the COVID-19 vaccine. And as a reminder, Thoreau has written over 50 books. This will be his 54th, both fiction and nonfiction, making him one of the most prolific authors of our time. Some of his best-known works include The Great Railway Bazaar and Dark Cellar Safari and Mosquito Coast, which has been adapted by Apple as a series that is set to be released on April 30th and stars Thoreau's nephew actor, Justin Thoreau. His book, Under the Wave at Waimea, will be released next week on April 13th, so make sure you go out and get that. And so I am starting, like I said, on the chapter Drunk on the Road. At this point, Joe has been drinking all night, and he's in the car with his nervous girlfriend. She's nervous because he's driving under the influence. And he also has really hurt his foot surfing, and his toe in particular. He's hurt it surfing, and it's bothering him. And then we're going to come in right at the point of impact. Sharkey was still talking when there came a sudden crash that was both a succession of loud bangs and an urgent thump on the chassis. The rapid three-part noise was like a tree branch collapsing on the car, so explosive that Sharkey's chest smacked the steering wheel. He lost his grip. He foundered. At once, a low portion of the windshield splintered into his lap, pricking his arms with shards. Olive squawked in fright, her hands flying to her face. Stamping on the brake and swerving onto the roadside, Sharkey came to rest and clutched his face, babbling in confusion. And then Olive saw a twisted bike and a motionless man who'd hugged himself into a bundle. "Jesus," she said, as she shoved her door open. She crouched over the man, seizing his wrists for a pulse. The rain flattened her hair, plastering it against her face. Her shoulders were skinny in her soaked clothes. Even in the rain, the smell of alcohol coming off the man was strong. In the light from Sharkey's car, Olive could see a gaunt face drained of blood, yet serene and unmarked, as if made of wax, except the eyes, wide open and dull and disappointed. It was a martyr's death mask of surrender. "He's gone," she said in a small voice. Sharkey was staggering from the car, groaning with effort. "The man's dead," and she raised her anguished face to Sharkey, who knelt next to her, frowning. Car slowed down, the drivers gaping. A policeman stepped out of the blaze of the blue lights, raking the scene with a flashlight. "That your car?" Sharkey said. "It was an accident." "He must have been riding toward us," Olive said. "I just checked him, no discernible pulse. I think he'd been drinking." "He was on our side of the road," Sharkey said. "Don't move him." The policeman began talking into his phone. "D'Souza, code 1, Sirius. I'm going to need an ambulance at Waimea. We got a collision, one man down." When he clicked the phone off, he said to Sharkey, "You okay?" "I'm good." "Let's see your license and registration." Working his flashlight over him, "Was you buckled up?" "Sure," Sharkey said, and Olive looked away. "You're Joe Sharkey," the policeman said, moving his flashlight from the license to Sharkey's pale face and bleeding arms. "Yeah, that's me. I seen you here at Waimea way back on a big wave. My old man surf Waimea, Ray D'Souza." "Ray-Ban, we called him." Her voice cracking with anger, Olive said, "What about this poor man?" "You knew him?" The policeman turned away from Olive to concentrate on Sharkey, who lowered his arms and stood in the rain nodding. "Was one great guy. Wish he was here. He passed." "Bummer." "For the love of God," Olive muttered, peering down the road as though for relief. And now the siren of a distant ambulance overwhelmed the chugging of the waves. "Let's get out of the rain," the policeman said. "Sit in my car. We'll go to the station for a statement as soon as they take this guy away. I gotta empty his pockets, check for an ID. You okay?
I'm fine, he said.
You're limping. Banged my foot in the accident. Onlookers had gathered a small crowd, all dressed alike, in T-shirts and shorts, barefoot. The dead man was dressed this way, too. But his clothes were muddied. Whether from the crash or before, it was impossible to tell. Olive knelt and took the man's pulse again, and slipped her hand into his and held it, pressing it softly, wishing for a miracle. Wipe out, someone said in a low voice. Another muttered, he won't make. Then they sat side by side, Sharky and Olive, behind the divider grate of the squad car, and were soon taken away up the long hill to Waihiawa. What are you going to do about that man? Olive said.
Sister, we've seen that bugger before, the policeman said.
At the station, the policeman went to the counter. Joe Sharky, he announced to the man in uniform behind the desk. The man rose to shake Sharky's hand. I heard we got us a code 1. Officer D'Souza was first responder, so he'll take your statement. Sharky gave his statement, the rain, the darkness, the potholes. And as he spoke, pausing, offering more, he recreated the circumstances of the accident, and the seconds of impact became episodic, a whole halting narrative. I saw him at the last minute, Sharky said. I tried to swerve, but he came straight at me.
Olive frowned.
He was cycling down the wrong side of the road.
Olive sighed, turning away.
Detail upon detail, the story fattened and became fiction.
Probably drunk. He stank real bad, the policeman said. We seen him a couple of times near that squatter camp on the bypass road.
He smiled at Sharky.
Was you on the pipe today?
It was epic.
So who is he? Olive asked.
We don't know. He was carrying a fake ID. I just ran a check on it. No hits.
I was out, Sharky said. Got some good rides on triple overhead bombs.
Sweet.
Sharky stood abruptly and went outside. On the veranda of the police station, he stared into the rain, which was still pelting past the street lamps, glittering in golden drops as it fell. Olive walked over to him, facing the downpour. She lifted his arm and draped it on her shoulder.
Sharky said in the night, I ran into a drunk homeless guy.
And Olive began to cry.
Give you a lift, the policeman said. He opened the rear door of his cruiser. On the way back to Haleiwa, he monitored his crackling radio and only spoke once on the way.
Gonna be epic tomorrow, too.
He dropped them at Olive's car, saying, I'm Ronnie D'Souza. You ever need anything, get in touch. And bumping fists with Sharky, and said, The shark!
Olive took the wheel and drove to the house. She watched Sharky cross the lanai to the wicker sofa where he sat, his hands on his knees, palms facing up as if in a yoga pose.
I ran into a drunk homeless guy.
You said that already. You pranged that poor bloke on his push bike.
It was not his repeating the statement that bothered Olive. It was the sentence itself and his tone. Relief, tinged with resentment, when what she expected him to say was, I killed a man.
She approached him, not so much to console him as to console herself.
He stared into the night. He looked supremely relaxed, in a posture of reflection. He might have been composing a poem in his head, she thought. She went closer and saw that his body seemed uninhabited.
On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.